An analyzation of two José Emilio Pacheco poems. For poetic analysis, I have chosen to analyze two poems by José Emilio Pacheco, a poet born in the capital of Mexico. Based on my perusing of all the poems, his poems, I genuinely believe that these poems by this Mexican poet are nothing but appealing to the mind. Two of the poems by Pacheco that I found both fascinating as well as best for analyzation were titled An Inquiry Concerning the Bat and High Treason. In Inquiry Concerning the Bat, the poet presents a dramatic situation based on his thoughts about bats and how they can represent humans. In the poem called High Treason, the poet dramatizes the way a person views the location they originated from. During my analysis of both poems, I will be examining the ways the language is being portrayed and what implications and suggestions could be made about them. In addition to the language of the poems, I will also be discussing the poetic elements José Emilio Pacheco incorporates and what the elements are trying to describe to the audience. When observing the title of the poem, An Inquiry Concerning the Bat, viewers can see that José Emilio Pacheco uses inquiry with an E at the beginning instead of inquiry with an I at the beginning. While inquiry with an I is the correct spelling for this particular term, the word gives off an indication that the entirety of the poem will make readers question why bats possess certain types of qualities, since the definition of the word means, in quotes, a way of receiving information by the use of questioning. I feel like José Emilio Pacheco includes inquiry with an E in the title of his poem as a way to make his audience think analytically and critically about what makes the bat similar or different to people. In terms of concern, the significance behind the idea can suggest that conflicts or situations of anxiety or nervousness that come with the quality of a bat. The title can also suggest an example of Mexican humor, to which the concept of a bat is a concrete idea because we all know what they are and have encountered them throughout the culture that we live in. The speaker, who readers can make the assumption of being Pacheco himself, doesn't take on the voice of a bat, but instead acts as some sort of observer of the bat. While it is blatantly clear that the poem doesn't take on the persona of a bat, we can associate a bat as a stereotypical concept that tends to represent evil and depictions of vampirism. In my mind, the bats in this particular poem are used as a way to uncloak the unholiness and the more wicked outlook people possess. The idea of humans being portrayed as a bat asserts that human behavior is being compared to malevolent, animalistic behavior. As the poem starts in the first stanza, it makes an abstract statement that explains that, in quotes, bats have not heard a word of their literary reputation. While being a theoretical concept, since bats appear to be playing the role as human beings in this poem, there is an implication that could be pointing to human beings living in a society that makes them unaware of what kind of lifestyle they are supposed to have and how well they can maintain a good lifestyle. As a reader, we can assume Pacheco is making a reference to the inflictions of violence that human beings carry out, since he expresses imagery of the bat's qualities. Going on, the language takes a turn to address the fate that the bats will undergo by making a claim that states, in quotes, the bat accepts its martyrdom. Martyrdom, which according to the dictionary means the death or suffering of a martyr, could be alluding to the biblical stories of Stephen and James, who are well-known individuals that have experienced their own martyrdoms according to the teachings about them in the Bible. Since this term is perceived as an allusion to the Bible, if I had to put it in context, it would be plausible to think that it is a suggestion that human beings are meant to endure punishment or any severe consequence due to the wicked deeds their behavior caused them to commit. As the poem progresses, José Emilio Pacheco exposes more imagery that describes the connection between a mammal and a reptilian. While making this connection between the two, the poet is stating that the bats are, in quotes, stuck somewhere along the transition from scales to feathers, in its already useless impulse to turn itself into a bird, which I feel like are portrayals of human beings being trapped in a state of physical or mental suffering and are unable to get out of it. Pacheco continues by utilizing description to compare the bat to that of a fallen angel, given its wings to the demons. We can look at this point as malevolent humans being rejected by the heavenly realm and are forced to live with the reality that they will be tormented by the diabolical entities of the underworld as a result of their evil ideologies. Using figurative language, specifically a simile, the language addresses the bats being, in quotes, bunched together like fruit, while proposing a notion of them living in caves and, in quotes, knows of the old pleasures and horrors of overcrowding. Being a complex statement, by inference, it could suggest that the fact of how the caves can act as representations of human contemplation, where humans need to think over their wicked behavior once they get punished for it. With the use of personification, the bats are being identified as perpetual hermits, which entails that they will live in a state of loneliness for all eternity. The language advances by perceiving the bats with, in quotes, ugliness, egoism, and human vampirism. While bats typically signify vampirism due to popular associations with vampires themselves, people tend to represent the more egotistic and ugly side of human nature because their evil animalistic behavior is what makes them appear as selfish and self-centered characters of society. The sentence, in quotes, "and it hates the light, which will one day nevertheless will cause its cave to be turned to ashes," can pertain to a concrete idea that light is a weakness of a bat, specifically a vampire bat, which can be thought of as another popular association with vampires being sensitive to that of sunlight. Asserting that the light will cause the cave to be burned to the ashes, I would think that it can be viewed as some type of hyperbole or exaggeration that Pacheco utilizes in this stanza. While I do not believe that light can literally cause a cave to be burned down to ashes, I feel like Pacheco maybe included this conception as a way of relating the light to that of morally good people. The perspective that I have on this idea is good moral values wiping away and having complete control over bad moral values. If there were more humans out there with good morality, our society or even our world as a whole would lack negativity and no person will have beef with another person. The title of the poem, High Treason, can evoke feelings of being turned away and stabbed in the back due to the word treason being defined as, in quotes, betrayal of one's own country. Since the poem is referring to high treason, readers can suggest that the main character's form of treachery is very serious and disloyal. The speaker of the poem can be quick to decipher easily, can be considered a betrayer or a treacherous individual who feels it is best to turn away from the place they call home. The beginning of the poem addresses a concrete statement reading, in quotes, "I do not love my country," which provides expression of dislike or even hatred toward one's homeland. In addition to not admiring their country, the betrayer asserts that, in quotes, "its abstract splendor is beyond my grasp." While taking on the formation of an abstract thought, there can be an implication that it is difficult for the treacherous person to feel satisfied in their homeland, and that it is probably hard to fit in with others. As the poem goes on, the betrayer proceeds by stating that they would, in quotes, "give their life for various places within their homeland," which suggests that even though they may dislike their country and are turning away from it, the betrayer is still willing to make it their effective duty to make sacrifices for the place they belong to. In addition, while the betrayer may want to make contributions to their country, I do not believe that it implies that the viewpoint of their homeland will change. I infer that the loss of admiration for their country is the new feeling of this treacherous individual may forever hold inside them. Okay, so to conclude the analysis, Jose Emilio Pacheco poems incorporate poetic elements such as concrete and abstract, as well as presents description and imagery through the use of the language. In his writing of the aforementioned poems, he reveals common themes such as, in quotes, evil, for the poem pertaining to the bats and disloyalty for the poem of the betrayal of one's country. But one standalone theme I think best fits all his poems I read is transformation. He utilizes and reveals a lot of references to religion, whereas he brings up depictions of angelic beings, demons, and even God himself. Since Pacheco is evoking numerous biblical references in his poems, it brings to mind Heriberto Yepes' poem on the unusual lifestyle of the Cucapa Indians, which also makes a biblical reference to Christians wanting to convert others to Christianity, as well as a historical reference to an Indian tribes group. While I believe religion and history go hand in hand, since they share similar teachings, I felt that Pacheco's use of making references to the Bible had commonalities with references in Yepes' poem. My main impressions about Pacheco's poetic writing style are that he is very informational and creative. Since he includes imagery into his writings, it made me as a reader picture in my mind the thoughts he was imagining.